The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
In this place, and I couldn't make you hear.
Oh, I was cleaning, and I'm careful who I open the door to after that knife attack.
Quite right too. You can't be too careful these days. I could have been the Mad Axeman from Adderley Green. Yeah.
Oh, get off, you daft thing.
Anyway, what's all this cleaning stuff? I should have thought that were too bourgeois for you.
Have you just come round and insult me or what? Anyway, why aren't you at work?
Oh, didn't you know? I'm out of a job.
You've never got sacked from Bluer's garage. I thought you'd got a job for life there. Recession must be worse than they're letting on.
No, I didn't get sacked. Not exactly. He kept going at me and I blew me top and I jacked it in.
Yeah, well, who needs a job? They're only any use for getting money. And if you've got plenty, what's your middle name? Rockefeller, is it?
I never really liked it there. It was my dad has pushed me into it, not my idea.
So, welcome to the social, little brother. Because the only jobs going round here are voluntary jobs. You haven't come out Neville, have you?
Not my scene. No, why I've come is to ask a favour. See, I've got behind with my mortgage repayments and...
More fool you for buying a house in the first place. I thought you were overreaching yourself, moving up into the house-owning bracket at 18.
It'd have been all right if Philip had stuck to his side of the bargain instead of letting me down. Anyway, I owe that much and now I'm out of a job. There's no way I can ever get straight. I've given them the keys back and moved out.
You mean they've repossessed you?
Not exactly. I quit. Voluntary repossession's what they call it.
I don't understand these things.
Me neither.
But wouldn't you have done better to hang on till they actually threw you out?
I don't know. I just knew I were getting worse in debt every week that passed and something snapped. And I'm shut of it now. They can do what they like with it.
Where are you going to go?
That's it. That's why I'm here. I thought I could have your spare room for a bit till I get sorted out.
You've come the wrong week for that, little brother. Our Wendy's already taken possession of the spare room.
Well, I'll be all right on couch.
Nope, the couch has been taken over by young Dawn, thanks to Neb's generosity of spirit. And personally, I've had it up to here with waifs and strays generally. You could keep in the bath, but I warn you, the taps drip.
Don't sound too good.
I know where there is a bed going. There's a middle-aged couple with spare rooms that are just desperate for company. And they won't charge you rent either.
Oh, where's that?
Colcliffe's at 9 Jubilee Terrace. So have you got on today?
Oh, very poorly without you, Reenie.
Apart from that, have you stuck to your diet? Go on, what have you had to eat?
Well, I had them bran things for breakfast with skim milk.
Good.
Tasteless. Then I had salad for my lunch. It doesn't seem right. Salad this weather.
And what did you have with it?
Cottage cheese.
Oh, very good.
Even more tasteless.
You have to re-educate your taste buds. You've got used to a lot of salty, fatty things and you've lost the ability to taste more delicate flavours. You'll see, in another couple of weeks, you'll be really enjoying it.
Oh, I shall be dead from boredom before then.
No, you won't. You'll be feeling fitter and healthier than you felt in years. And all this beer belly will have disappeared. You'll be a lot more attractive to the opposite sex.
There's only one person I want to be attractive to. And you know who that is.
Well, all right, you'll be more attractive to me.
Is that a promise, Renier? Is that a promise? A reward for all the suffering?
And did you go for your walk?
You're changing the subject.
Maybe. Did you go for your walk?
No. I didn't feel like it. Nasty, horrible day. Thought I'd be better off in here by the fire.
But you know you've got to take some gentle exercise every day. You should be walking at least a mile a day by now. You've got to take regular exercise. Build yourself up.
Oh, I'll get plenty of exercise once the weather improves. I'll be out there in the garden.
No. Just sit about doing nothing, then suddenly be digging and all those other strenuous gardening jobs.
Well, I enjoy that. I don't enjoy going for walks. Well, not on my own. Now, if you was to come with me, Reenie...
You know I can't do that. There'd be talk. Why not go with Ray? He'd come with you.
It's not Ray I'm interested in.
Speaking of Ray, I'd better get back. He'll think I've left home.
Oh, stay a bit longer, Renie. Stay and have a cup of tea. I got some crumpets we could toast and have with butter, eh?
Bryn?
God, I gave myself away there, didn't I? Talking about the crumpets. I thought you wouldn't ask me what I had between meals. Thought I could get away with it, like.
Oh, it's not me you're cheating, Bryn. It's yourself. It's your heart.
Yeah, but my heart's only for you, Renie. I'm only doing it all for you. Without you, I'm nothing.
Look, Bryn, it's time we had this out. You've had a heart attack, and I promised Blodwyn I'd keep an eye on you. But I can't keep coming round here 3 or 4 times a day forever.
Perhaps one of these days you'll stay forever.
It's as though you're blackmailing me. It's as though you keep deliberately eating the wrong things just to keep me worried, just to keep me coming round.
God, no. Would I do that?
Yes, you would do that. And I feel as though you're playing a game with your own life, putting all the responsibility on me, and I don't like it. It's got to stop, Bryn. It's got to stop.
Mam not back yet?
Aye, she's back. Like every day, in the door, puts her bag down and off again. Don't her even stop for a cup of tea. Gets it next door, I suppose.
Oh, keeping an eye on Bryn, is she? Oh,
I hope that's all she's keeping on him.
Oh, Mam wouldn't do anything. Well, anything that weren't... I mean...
But anyway, if you want to see your Mam, that's where you'll find her.
No, I want to see you, really.
Well, that's a change. Now, that is somewhat out of the ordinary.
No, it's not.
All them months I was sitting here on me own. I didn't notice you busting to come and see me then.
No, I'm sorry, Dad, but it's not been easy.
So what have you come to see me about now?
I don't know where to start.
Well, if it's a long tale, you'd better start at the beginning.
Well, if I have to... This Philip that I was sharing my house with is...
Sharing your bed with, you mean? I never thought I'd live to see a son of mine.
Dad, you're not making it any easier.
Carry on, I'll keep me thoughts to me sen.
Philip went away
bloody
on this...
Bloody punsy pastry cook. What sort of job's that for a bloke? Woman's job.
Philip went away on this course. And he were meant to be sending me his rent, but he never did. And I've got behind with my mortgage repayments.
Oh, I found out what he's sort of like then, have you?
That's got nought to do with it, and you know it.
So you're coming begging for money, are you? Well, how much are you in arrears?
No, I'm not begging for money.
Keep your hair on, lad. Don't go flying off the handle at me. Look, if you're in trouble, if you want help, me and your mother will do what we can.
Thanks, Dad, but it's got past borrowing money. I could probably manage with a bit of help from Bernard if you hadn't...
Oh, aye. Mr. Bernard Rowley. I know all about Mr. Bernard Rowley.
If you hadn't gone poking your nose into other people's business. Now he's taken the off and I don't blame him. What did you have to do it for?
I've got a right to protect me own from them as is corrupting them.
Oh, if you only knew. Who did you ask, Dad? Where did you go with your snooping?
My snooping, as you call it, consisted of asking Bernard Bluer a few questions, that were all. And I were careful to disguise it, pretended it were our Wendy you were after. I ain't a daft.
Oh, that explains it.
He's a good bloke, is Bernard Bluer.
You wouldn't say that if you worked for him. Anyway, that's finished with. You might as well know. I've jacked me job in.
You've done what?
Jacked me job in. I never liked it. It were only your idea what were good for me. Never mind.
It were my idea to give you a good trade as I stand you in good stead in times like this. To keep you in work when other folks were on the dole.
Well, I'd rather be on dole, as you call it, than lay on me back in all day in a pool of grease.
Oh, I never thought I'd live to hear a lad of mine fritter getting his hands dirty.
Well, you have. So there.
You know, lad of mine.
Maybe I'm not.
Easy, lad. So your fancy friends have let you down. You've jacked in a good job and now you're expecting us to bail you out.
Oh, I wouldn't come to you for help if you were the last person on earth. I'm sorry I even considered it.
He'll be back. He'll be back when he's come to his senses.
Who is it?
I've called to see Mark.
Who?
Mark Colcroft. Is he here? I'm a friend of his.
Oh, just a minute. You can't be too careful round here. And I should keep an eye on that car of yours.
Thanks, I will.
I won't ask again if you don't mind. Mark's not here.
Ah. Apparently he gave this as his forwarding address.
Did he? Well, he should have checked with me first. There were no room at the inn.
So you don't know where he is?
You could try his mum and dad's. Number 9 Jubilee Terrace. Do you know where it is?
I think I can remember.
Here's a pint of your best, Wilf.
I do, Ray. Pint's the best coming up.
Sure, let me get that, Ray Boyle. And another pint for me, Wilf.
Right.
Much obliged. But I'm surprised to see you in here, Bryn. I thought you were banned from drinking. I thought this diet...
Drink in moderation is what they say. Drink in moderation.
Oh. And what do they call moderation?
Oh, you tell me. You tell me. Take it out of that. And have one for yourself.
I'll just have eight.
How long have you been in here, then?
Oh, I'm not a skinful yet, if that's what you're thinking.
Well, it's none of my business, but there's a lot of effort been put into getting you well. Shame to waste it.
Oh, Mr. Rowley, come in.
Is Mr. Colcroft in?
No, he's just popped across the Potters for a quick pint.
Oh, well then, yes, thanks, I will come in.
You don't want to be standing on the doorstep on a night like this. Miserable weather.
I brought you some flowers.
Oh, how lovely. What have I done to deserve this? You always seem to be bringing me flowers.
It's my pleasure.
My husband shouldn't be long.
Well, I don't exactly want to meet him under the circumstances. It was Mark I wanted to see.
Mark's not here.
Oh. When will he be back?
I'm not expecting him back. Should I be?
I was round at his sister's on Lowmore. She told me he was coming here.
Oh, yeah. He did come earlier. I was out.
Ah. But he didn't stay?
Look, what is all this? Why should he stay? You know where Mark lives as well as I do. What's going on?
I think you'd better sit down.
Hey, but what have I got to get well for? Tell me that, boyo. What have I got to look forward to?
You're getting maudlin out, son.
You see, these daughters, they come and visit and you enjoy having them around. Get used to them about the place. And then they're off again to the ends of the world.
I know what you mean there. I really enjoyed having old Cheryl about the place again. And little un playing about. I haven't seen her once since she went back Lowmore.
It's worse when they're gone than it was before they come. The house feels twice as empty.
Aye.
And then there's Reenie.
Oh, yeah. There's Reenie.
She kept you going when you was down. Tower of strength she was. And she was something to live for. You had some purpose in getting better. You're a lucky man, you are, Ray Colcliffe.
Well, why, Ray? Come over here a minute. See what I want to ask you.
Aye.
You've even got friends, see? You're wanted. Not like me. Go on, off you go. Go and talk to your friends. Never mind me. Nobody minds me. I'll be all right on my own.
Right then, where is he?
Where's who?
You know what I mean. And what's this? Flowers? Bringing you flowers, is he?
I don't know what you're on about.
I'm on about that Welsh git from next door. As soon as I turn me back on him in the pub, he's off, taking the chance to visit you behind me back.
Don't talk such nonsense. If I wanted to visit Bryn, I should visit him, and I shouldn't do it behind your back.
Oh, well, what about these flowers?
The flowers are from Bernard.
Oh, Bernard Rowley, that...
And before you say anything you might regret, let me get a word in. You never told me that when Mark came, he was after a bed for the night.
He wanted, he were after money. Like I told you, he said he weren't, but he were.
Ooh, one of these days you might try listening to what folks are saying instead of jumping to conclusions. Mark were after a bed for the night because he's nowhere to go. He's out on the street and he came to us for help, and all you could do was row with him. And now, well, goodness knows where he's got to.
Joyce Holliday wrote today's episode of The Colcroft's, which was devised by Tony Perrin. The serial is a Mike Hopwood production.
Colcroft's return with another episode tomorrow.